जी 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं। आप गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। हमारी घड़ियों में बाद दोपहर के 2:01 हुआ है। अब से लेकर 3 बजे तक आपका और हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकेंगी, खटकेंगी और दिल में समा जाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर हैं। बाहर हल्की हल्की बरसात हो रही है एंड दिस रेन इज गोना कंटिन्यू फॉर द नेक्स्ट कपल ऑफ डेज एंड देन मे बी मंडे संडे थोड़ा सा मौसम अच्छा रहेगा एंड मंडे वी विल हैव सनशाइन। Friday, first Friday of the month is booked for Sunita Sitara, who's with us. Sunita, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sushma. How are you?
So far, so good. So, I wanted to talk to you about home and
yes.
people and relationships, money, and all the aspects that in one way or another concerns our life and has a lot to do with our lives.
Yes.
So, I was talking to somebody, किसी के घर हम थे और लोग कह रहे जो घर की मालकिन है वुमन ऑफ द हाउस वो सेइंग कि आई डोंट नो जब से इस घर में आए हैं हम बच्चों में इतफाक है ही नहीं, आपस में लड़ते झगड़ते रहते हैं, शांति नहीं है घर में। आई वॉज थिंकिंग कि घर के ऊपर तो डिपेंड नहीं करता कि यू नो घर में शांति हो या न हो। ऑफकोर्स obviously a little bit has to do with the way things are positioned in the house. Now I wanted to ask you a couple of questions on that.
Okay.
Can peace of mind have anything to do with the way you have put your furniture or you have designated a room for a certain purpose?
Oh, definitely. When you're talking about feng shui can help with every aspect of your life. So if you have furniture that is, you know, sometimes people have rooms where they just put the furniture right next to the wall
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of empty space in the middle of the room,
uh-huh.
but they have the furniture, you know, kind of next to the wall and they don't bring the furniture in. What that does is it creates disharmony in the family, as well as when, you know, it's very awkward to sit far away from other people to talk. And so it's very important to create a cozy seating arrangement.
Oh.
And also having furniture that's just kind of straight, rather if you put your furniture at angles,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be easier for harmony. Also, if you have too many things if you have too much stuff
yes.
in your house, that also, Sushmaji, causes a lot of disharmony in the home. Because the chi is coming into the house and it's getting collected
uh-huh.
on all the items you have. Just surround yourself with things you absolutely love. So too many things, and at times not enough stuff, is also a problem. Or having your furniture placed in an unwelcoming way makes a huge difference. That was very, poignant point that you made with the, you know, people. And people, when you said your friend was talking about that there wasn't very much harmony, sometimes you can go into a home, buy a new house, and just by the way that the stairs are placed in the house, that also can bring in disharmony.
Now, I was at a store today, and you know, before I start taking telephone calls, I want people to understand what sort of things can you help them with, okay? You can
yes.
help them with money, love, relationships,
yes.
Harmony, friendship,
yes,
and things like that, right?
Definitely, yeah. You can, with feng shui, most people will call me when they want to energize a certain aspect of their life.
Okay.
When they want to find out how can they have a better finances or how can they invite a romance into their life or career questions. Those are very
okay.
important.
So, okay. Yes. So does a frog, you
yes.
know, frogs have or turtles have any place in feng shui?
Yes, turtles and frogs. I mean, I don't use them very much. My most wonderful cure is I love using mirrors and I love using crystals.
Okay.
Frogs and turtles and dragons
mm-hmm.
and foo dogs, they all have place in feng shui. You can definitely put a frog that has the money in his mouth
mm-hmm.
In your financial corner. You can look at the Bhagwa map on my on my website, and you can definitely put a frog over there. I feel like that if you hang a crystal in that corner or put 27 pennies in a red pouch in that corner, to me it seems like it works better. But if you like frogs and you find one that has money in his mouth, definitely put it in that corner.
What about a turtle with numbers at its belly?
On the back or the belly. A lot of people use those too. I haven't really ever used them. You know, you live in a very rich Chinese heritage area.
Yeah.
And you can find so many. You can find the feng shui coins. You can find the turtles. But anything that resonates with you, with which works,
whatever
I would
you feel,
definitely get it.
Yeah, whatever you feel comfortable. Okay, we have a lot of phone calls, and I'll give our telephone number out as well. If you want to ask some questions from Sunita Sitara, she is a feng shui master. She also is a great numerologist. But we're talking about feng shui in your home, how to make your home a livable place. 604-280-1200 is RJ1200's number. 604-299-8863 is Rimjim's number. So give us a call at any number. So Sunita, are you ready to get some questions?
I sure am.
Okay, here we go. Line 4. How are you doing?
Hi, my name, I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
My name is Ritu, and I'm facing, like, I'm going through a lot of problems these days. It's been 3 years now, and still the problems are just the way they were.
What are the problems that you're facing?
I mean, the problem regarding career-wise and money problems.
Okay, Sunita is going to ask some questions. So just answer her questions. Okay,
sure,
Sunita, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Ritu. How are you doing today?
Not bad.
Okay, that's good. Well, thank you for calling. I think what I would like to know is, are you having problems with your career, or is your husband having problems with the career?
I'm having problems with my career, and my husband is having problems with finances. I mean, we suffered a lot of losses in the last 3 years, and we have gone back to zero. I mean, I could say gone back to negative, and we just don't know where to start again. And
Okay. Does your kitchen stay pretty clean most of the time?
Yeah, I keep my kitchen clean all the time, and night time also I clean up all the kitchen and the whole kitchen, and then I go to sleep.
Okay. So now what I would like for you to do is imagine that you're standing outside your front door and you're looking at your front door. Mm-hmm. What is happening in the far left corner of your house as you're facing your house? Inside the house, yes.
Far left corner of the house is my bedroom.
Okay, and is that is it a messy room?
No, it's not messy. I keep it clean every day.
Okay, that's very good. Well, so that kind of, it surprises me a little bit, you know, you keep your kitchen clean. Is your stove in good working order? Does it work, all four burners, they work well?
Sorry, what?
All the four burners, do they work well?
Yeah, they work fine, yeah.
Okay, so what I would like for you to do is use all four burners instead of using just one or two in the front, okay? Start using the ones in the back also. And what you might want to do is find some red fabric, make a little pouch out of it, or just wrap up 27 shiny new pennies and put them in the far left corner of your home. And also on that wall, the far left corner of your house, put a mirror there, like an 8x10 mirror in that bedroom also. That would really help to make sure that money keeps coming in. But the 27 pennies is very important.
Ritu,
can you repeat that? That thing, 27 pennies wrapped in red cloth?
Yes.
Yes.
Just a red cloth, any red cloth?
Yes.
Yes.
I
also want you, Ritu, to take Sunita's email address, and then you can communicate with her. Sunita, why don't you give your email address?
Okay, you can just go to my website. It's sunita@sunitasitara.com, and you can send me an email from there. So it's sunitasitara.com, sunitasitara.com.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye. Line 2, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hanji, Sushman ji.
Hanji.
Dear daughter.
Thank you, ji. This is now.
बस हाल ठीक नहीं बोलता ਮੈਂ ਪੁੱਛਣਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨੀਂਦ ਦੀ ਟ੍ਰੈਵਲ ਆ, ਸਮਝ ਨੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਕੀ ਕਰਾਂ।
ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਨੀਂਦ ਨੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ?
ਹਾਂ ਨੀਂਦ ਨੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ, ਕਦੀ ਕਦੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਆ, ਹੁਣ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਨੀ ਹੈ।
ਓਕੇ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਸੁਨੀਤਾ।
ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਬੈਡਰੂਮ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਡ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਨੀਚੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਰੱਖੀਆਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ?
ਹਾਂਜੀ।
ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਮੰਜੇ ਦੇ ਨੀਚੇ ਕੁਛ ਪਿਆ ਹੈਗਾ ਸਮਾਨ ਸਮੂਨ ਰੱਖਿਆ?
ਮੈਂ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਦੇਖਦੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ
ਹਾਂ। ਨਹੀਂ ਕੁਛ ਨੀ ਹੈਗਾ
ਹੋਵੇ।
Okay, so I think the best thing to do with that is have some silk plant that mm-hmm. you can have in the bedroom. If you have a television, make sure that the television is covered.
ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਕਮਰੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ?
ਮੇਰੇ ਬੈਡਰੂਮ ਚ ਬਸ ਇੱਕ ਡਰੈਸਰ ਛੋਟਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਪਿਆ, ਇੱਕ ਦੋ ਬਾਕਸ ਪਏ ਆ।
ਤਾਂ ਡਰੈਸਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ਾ ਹੈਗਾ?
ਨਹੀਂ।
ਅੱਛਾ,
ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੇਰਾ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਰੂਮ ਚ ਟੀਵੀ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਦਾ।
ਓਕੇ,
ਅੱਛਾ, ਦੈਟਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਗੁੱਡ। ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬੈਡਰੂਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਟੀਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈਗਾ, ਪਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਨਾ ਜੇ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਓਗੇ ਨਾ ਸਿਲਕ ਪਲਾਂਟਸ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੈਡਰੂਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੱਖ ਲਓ। ਮੇਰਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਆਏਗੀ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ।
ਕੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ?
ਸਿਲਕ ਪਲਾਂਟਸ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨਾ?
ਸਿਲਕ ਪਲਾਂਟ?
ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਉਹ ਰੀਅਲ ਪਲਾਂਟਸ ਦੇ ਬਦਲੇ,
ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ।
ਸਿਲਕ ਪਲਾਂਟ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਆਰਟੀਫਿਸ਼ਲ ਪਲਾਂਟਸ ਨੀ ਹੁੰਦੇ, ਰੀਅਲ ਪਲਾਂਟਸ ਦੇ ਬਦਲੇ ਪੌਦੇ ਪੁਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹਰੇ ਹਰੇ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈਗੇ, ਉਹ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੁਕਾਨ ਤੋਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਨਾ ਸਿਲਕ ਦੇ ਪਲਾਂਟਸ ਲਾਓ। ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੀ ਹੋਏਗਾ, ਥੋੜਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਸੌਣ ਵੇਲੇ ਥੋੜੀ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਆਏਗੀ। ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਹਰੇ ਰੰਗ ਦੇ ਹੋਣ।
ਓਕੇ
ਜੀ, ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਜੀ। ਲਾਈਨ 5, ਗੋ ਅਹੈਡ।
ਹੈਲੋ,
ਹਾਏ।
ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਵੰਡਰਿੰਗ, ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਮਾਈ ਹਾਊਸ ਫੋਰ ਸੇਲ।
ਹਾਊਸ ਫੋਰ ਸੇਲ, ਓਕੇ।
ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਫਾਈਨੈਂਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਫੋਰ ਅ ਜੋਬ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਕੈਨਟ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਅ ਜੋਬ।
So you got two things. You want to sell your house and you're looking for a job.
Yeah.
Okay. Sunita?
Okay. So do you want to live in this house for a little while longer? Which is more important, getting the job first or selling the house first?
First about my house.
You want to sell your house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So the best thing to do is when you are standing outside your front door, mm-hmm. you're looking at your front door, okay?
Yeah.
So imagine you're standing outside your front door and looking at the front door. On the right-hand side, I'd like for you to put an angel. Do you feel comfortable with putting an angel?
Oh, right-hand side, I have to put an angel?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so do that. And uh-huh. the other thing that you can do is you can go to a Catholic store uh-huh. and get a statue of Saint Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to bury him upside down right by the front door in your garden, but his face has to be facing the road. So this is kind of a Catholic cure, but every single time I do it, it works. So you have to find a statue of Saint Joseph, dig a little hole, put him upside down facing the street, but remember where you put him so that you can dig him up later. Just put a little flag there or something like that. But that will definitely sell your house, and also the angel next to the front door on the right side. And then when you've sold this house, the next house that you go to, you want to hang a chime by your front door, and that will help with your career.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
So, I just want to ask you, the Saint Joseph, I have to hang him down in the mud?
In the mud, yeah. You have to bury him in the mud. I know it's kind of hard, but you have to bury him upside down, and his face should be going towards the road.
Oh, I didn't understand.
Okay, so why don't you write to her? Because you're not going to understand this. Write to her, and she'll explain it to you.
Okay.
Sunita@sunitasitara.com.
Okay.
Thank you. 9-6, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, I have a question to Ms. Sunita.
Yes, go ahead.
There are 1.5 years, I lost everything. I had business, I lost it, and we are really in a deep financial problem right now. And my son or my husband, even we working, still it's not working. Our relationship, husband and wife, is also getting worse. Now we are deep in debt, and we decided to even sell the house. So I don't know if she can help me.
Okay. That's a lot of things that have happened. I'm sorry to hear that.
I know.
Do you want to sell the house? Is that what you want to do?
now we want to sell the house if we can, like, solve this financial problem. But I don't know, like, which one is better? I don't know what, if she can fix any of them. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, as you heard me telling the last caller, you can bury a Saint Joseph in by your front door and just bury him upside down so that he's facing the street. That will really make a difference. Another thing that you can do is when you're selling the house, the day that you're having an open house, you can have 9 red carnations in the living room, and that also helps. The other thing that you can do is have water simmering with just orange juice and cloves and cinnamon in it. All of those, that aroma really makes a huge difference when people are coming through the house. So do those 3 things to sell the house, and then you can always email me about the rest of it as far as the finances are concerned. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Take care. And when we come back, I want to come back to line number 3. So line number 3, don't go anywhere. Sunita, take a little rest and drink a glass of water.
Okay.
And we'll come back to you right after this short commercial break.
Okay.
Sunita Sitara is with us. If you want to ask her some questions, 604-280-1200-604-299-8863. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
क्या आप सोच नहीं पा रहे कि इस मदर्स डे पर अपने मदर को क्या तोहफा दें? राहत फतेह अली खान की मधुर आवाज कैसा रहेगा?
चढ़ा दे रंग, चढ़ा दे रंग, चढ़ा दे रंग, सोने
रावे। लाइव इन कॉन्सर्ट सैटरडे मई की 21 तारीख को है. आज ही अपनी टिकट्स रवि वीडियो, गोल्डन स्टार वीडियो, मेन वीडियो, शास वीडियो से लीजिए. लाइव टू यू एंटरटेनमेंट की ये पेशकश आपके लिए नजराना. जानकारी के लिए आज ही live2u.ca पर जाएं और इस संडे अपने मदर को प्यारा सा ये बेमिसाल तोहफा दें. आपके गार्डन में देखिए आई है बहार. चारों तरफ रंग बिरंगे फूल सजे हैं, लेकिन ये क्या, उबड़ खाबड़ घास और फालतू के ये छोटे छोटे पौधे सारी खूबसूरती का मजा खराब करते हैं. फिक्र मत कीजिए, क्योंकि रामपाल और जगपाल इस खूबसूरती को बरकरार रखेंगे और इसके साथ साथ लैंडस्केपिंग, गार्डन मेंटेनेंस, वीडिंग, यार्ड क्लीनअप, बदसूरत दिखने वाले घास को एकदम साफ करके सेट कर देते हैं. नया लगवाने की कोई जरूरत नहीं. हेज और ट्रीज को ट्रिम करके रिमूव करते हैं बड़े ही वाजिब दाम में. आज ही कॉल करें रामपाल को 604-767-5983 पर. आपके गार्डन की खूबसूरती बढ़ानी है तो याद रखें ऑल ओवर लैंडस्केपिंग एंड गार्डन सर्विसेज लिमिटेड.
गोल्ड माइन इंश्योरेंस नई ट्रकिंग कंपनी के लिए आपको कनाडा और यूएस के परमिट्स लाकर देंगे. गोल्ड माइन इंश्योरेंस आपको कार्गो इंश्योरेंस के पैसे बचाने के साथ साथ होम, बिजनेस, लायबिलिटी और कंस्ट्रक्शन इंश्योरेंस दिलवाएंगे बहुत ही कम रेट्स में. आज ही गोल्ड माइन इंश्योरेंस के मलकीत सिंह जैन को फोन करें और जानें कि आप कैसे प्रीमियम फाइनेंस करवा सकते हैं कंस्ट्रक्शन इंश्योरेंस भी बहुत ही कम रेट्स में. गोल्ड माइन्स का फोन नंबर है 604-598-9388. जी हाँ, 604-598-9388.
अपनी मॉर्गेज, सेविंग्स और लोन्स की पूरी जानकारी हर वक्त रखना एक फुल टाइम जॉब की तरह है, लेकिन एनविजन फाइनेंशियल के ब्राइट स्टार्ट के साथ ये बहुत आसान है. ब्राइट स्टार्ट आपकी मॉर्गेज, लोन्स और सेविंग को एक साथ मिलाकर आपको एक बैलेंस देते हैं, ताकि आप अपनी आर्थिक स्थिति की सही जानकारी रख सकें. क्या आप अपने पैसे की सही देखभाल एक ब्राइट यानी उज्जवल तरीके से करना चाहते हैं? envisionfinancial.ca पे जाएं. ब्राइट स्टार्ट सिर्फ एनविजन फाइनेंशियल पर ही मिलेगा.
हमेशा से सुनती आई हूँ
ACC ज्वेलर्स, हमारी सभ्यता हमारे गहने.
और आज मैं अपनी बेटी के साथ ACC ज्वेलर्स जा रही हूँ कुछ ऐसे खूबसूरत गहने लेने जो सिर्फ मेरी ही नहीं मेरी अपनों की जिंदगी का भी हिस्सा बन जाएंगे. 9281 स्कॉट रोड डेल्टा में है ACC ज्वेलर्स. फोन नंबर 604-582-7884.
लेट्स गो मॉम.
चलती हूँ, आप भी जाइएगा ACC ज्वेलर्स.
आज 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप. गपशप का प्रोग्राम है. सेकंड फ्राइडे ऑफ द मंथ, फर्स्ट फ्राइडे ऑफ द मंथ इज फॉर सुनीता एंड सेकंड ऑफ कोर्स इज फॉर कैसेंड्रा हु विल बी हियर नेक्स्ट वीक. सो सुनीता, वी हैव गॉट कॉलर्स ऑन द लाइन. वेलकम बैक टू द प्रोग्राम. डिड यू गेट टू ड्रिंक समथिंग?
आई ड्रिंक सम टी, हॉट टी.
गुड. लाइन 3, थैंक यू फॉर वेटिंग. गो अहेड, आस्क योर क्वेश्चन. हे लाइन 3.
ओ हाय.
हाय.
My question is for my son. He's just turned 4. He always gets sick.
of your home, and what is that like? Like, is there a lot of stuff in the middle of the home, and what is his bedroom like? That would be what I would be interested in.
We have a really old house, 40-year-old house. His bedroom is right across the kitchen.
Okay.
Yes, and it has carpet everywhere, lots of toys.
He has lots of toys in his bedroom?
Yeah, not in his room. We'll try and put it in a different room. But
okay. Does he have stuff under his bed?
No.
Okay, so
it has
drawers,
it has clothes in it.
Okay, so what I would like for you to do is get him...
Hold on for a second. Does the bed have drawers underneath it?
Yes, a few drawers. He has his own clothes.
Has his clothes in under his bed.
Yeah.
Okay, and are they pretty well organized?
We try to keep the room clean for him because he gets sick.
Okay. I don't generally like things to have drawers under the bed because that takes away lots of energy, even though, you know, you have kept it organized. And I know people are always kind of low on storage space. But the worst thing that you can do is have stuff under the bed. What needs to be under the bed is absolutely nothing. If it could be possible, I mean, even if you take the clothes out, you'll still have the drawers. How old is he right now?
Oh, he just turned 4 last week.
Okay, just turned 4.
Yes.
If you were thinking about getting a new bedroom set for him, my recommendation to you would be to get a bed that has no storage under it at all. I wish people could just never buy stuff with storage underneath their bed, under anybody's bed. And the other thing is keep his room as clutter-free, you know, get his favorite things in the bedroom.
Okay. How about stuffed animals?
Stuffed animals. How many stuffed animals
just
does he
little
have?
When he has a shelf on the bed, he likes to keep a few. Not big ones, just little.
That's okay. That's not a problem. I think, and also the middle of your home does also relate to health. So you might want to look at what's going on in the middle of the home. Have green plants in the middle of the home, and that will encourage his appetite. Also have, you know, in your kitchen, you can have paintings or pictures of healthy fruit, healthy vegetables. When when we're looking at healthy things, we want to eat healthy things. So that's very metaphorical. Have paintings or just even posters of fresh vegetables in your kitchen so that he gets to look at them.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Line 2, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'd like to get some information about my son.
Okay.
About his health.
Okay.
Yeah, what is your question, caller?
He's a diabetic, and I'd like to know about, for his diabetes, how was he?
We're talking about feng shui. Professor Amarjot will be here in 2 weeks' time, okay?
Okay.
So you can ask him. Thank you. Line 4, go ahead. Line 4.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi, my question is, like, we have a house, and when is the good time to sell or, we can make the decision? Kind of like what we can do with the house. So,
well, the best thing, I mean, it's always a good idea to put your house up on the market at this time of the year. You can always do it like in March, April, May, June, July. You know, you guys have better weather definitely in June and July. But these are really good months to put up your house for sale. And again, whenever you're getting ready to have an open house, have 9 red carnations in your living room, and also have either you can bake bread or bake some cookies, but have some cinnamon or cloves with oranges just simmering in water. That makes a huge difference. And keep your clutter to a minimum when you're trying to sell your home. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Line 5. 604-280-1200, 604-299-8863 is the telephone number. I just wanted, Sunita, very quickly to tell our listeners that these are, although, you know, we started with the health question as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I think, you know, people, it's common sense to keep your, you know, your house, your kitchen clean.
Yes.
That way, obviously, you would feel energized as well. And yes, your metabolism and your system gets, you know,
yes,
energized.
Yes.
Having said that, there are some inherent problems that people have.
Yes.
And it is difficult to sort of, you know, pinpoint that on a radio show. But if people have major questions, can they always just write to you and explain everything?
Yes, they definitely can. And your listeners are very good about that. They, you know, I get a ton of emails from your listeners, and my website is always being hit. I mean, it stays lit up all the time from BC, Alberta, as far away as Ontario. I don't know if you knew that, but there are people that are listening to us right now and all over, all across Canada. So yes, they definitely can write to me. And I think that you can address almost everything. There are, like you said, inherent problems sometimes take a little bit longer to get addressed, but simple things like career and finances and the other caller who had stuff underneath their son's bed, I just wish I could tell everybody not to have those trundle beds, because they really do suck away a lot of energy.
Right, right. Okay, I've got a couple of callers on the line. Line 5, how
hello,
are you doing? Hi, Line 5. Yes,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'd like to ask about my son, younger son. He don't want to go to school.
Okay.
Yeah, because we try to push him to go to school, but he don't want.
How old is he?
He's a grade 8 this year.
Is he being bullied at school?
I don't think so.
Well, I think I'm not sure if Feng Shui can address this, but you might want to go and talk to the school counselor and find out what's going on if he doesn't want to go to school.
I went there, but they say he's very shy. He don't talk to other children, so that kinds of things.
Well, so what you might want to do is find out if he can have, you know, friends, if you can invite some of his school friends for like a birthday party or just, you know, something like that. I think that might help.
Thank you. Line 6, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes, hi. We want to sell the house, but we cannot sell it. And my neighbor, they keep on coming and when the buyer comes, they say, oh, this leakage here, don't go, don't buy this house, this, that.
Wow.
Why this is happening?
Okay, so that's not very nice to have neighbors like that.
Yeah.
So, again, what I would like for you...
He contracted with us one day, and he called the police and everything, and the realtor was there, and he saw everything.
So what you want to do is stand outside your front door and look at the front door. What I would like for you to do is place an angel on the right-hand side, because that will bring helpful people into your life. And the other thing that you can do is, again, the St. Joseph, I think you can definitely write to me, because I think people are having a hard time understanding what I'm saying.
Okay.
Put the St. Joseph upside down when you're selling the house. But the angel will be very important, and maybe have a talk with your neighbors and tell them to stop being so mean and unkind.
My realtor had a lawyer, and then he sent a letter to them.
Actually, I don't think Sunita is in a position to help you with that, but, you know, why don't you do what she's asking you to do?
They have stopped bothering us.
Okay, so then do those things that Sunita is asking you to do, and it might help you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Thank you. Line 4, go ahead.
Hi, Shishma.
Hi.
You two sisters sound so alike. just wanted
to... That's because we're sisters.
I've seen some very beautiful crystals that your sister has displayed on her webpage.
Yes.
I was just wondering if it is able to be like purchased through you by any chance, or how do you go about buying those?
Well, she's going to be here in the summertime. If you want to wait till then, I'm sure, Sunita, would you be able to bring some with you? And
I am definitely going to be bringing crystals with me. But the other thing that I'm going to start doing is have it where people can buy the crystals directly from me online. Did you want to get the crystals soon, or can you wait till July, do you think?
Okay, fantastic.
No.
And if by any chance Sushma becomes our middleman, we'll appreciate that too.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. I can always leave them with her.
Thank you. And you look very beautiful.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Line 5, go ahead.
Hi there,
line 5. I can't hear you, so I don't know where you're calling from.
I'm on my cell phone.
Okay, you'll have to dial the number again, and we'll take a short commercial break because your line isn't very clear, Sunita. Will you stay with us, and we'll take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Sunita Sitara is with us today, and if you have any questions, give us a call at 604-280-1200,
604-299-8863. Mummy, dekhiyo,
main grandma vaste ki leke aayi hain. Grandma da janmadin
thodi hai. Nahi, mama, oh, the Mother's Day vaste hai.
Oh, Mother's Day vaste ki leke aayi hai.
Little India to puja da saman.
Tu enni syani kadon to hogi?
Mother's Day hove ja koi bhi din. Little India 604-597-0505.
Haal hi mein is intersection par bahut hi bura T-bone crash hua tha. Itna bura ki witness, paramedics aur police sabko sadme se bahar nikalne ke liye counseling leni padi. Aap pooch rahe hain ki lal batti se guzarne ke liye main aapko jaane kyun nahi de sakta? यकीन मानिए अपनी नौकरी के दौरान जो क्रैशेस मैंने देखे हैं आपको एक तरफ बुलाना ही जाने देने के बराबर है इसलिए हम आपकी कम्युनिटी में पुलिस बढ़ा रहे हैं
आपकी लोकल पुलिस की तरफ से एक संदेश
Can't think of what to give mom for Mother's Day this year? How about the sweet sounds of Rahat Fateh Ali Khan?
Taakte rehte tujhko saanj savere.
Live in concert Saturday, May 21st. Get your tickets now at Main Video, Revy Video, Golden Star Video or Shaz Video. Rahat Fateh Ali Khan in concert brought to you by Live2U Entertainment. Check out live2u.ca for more info and don't forget to give mom the perfect gift on Sunday.
मदर्स डे पर अपनी माँ को कोई खास तोहफा देना चाहते हैं तो सीयर्स आएं। औरतों के सभी रेगुलर प्राइस्ड फैशंस सेल पर हैं। जैसिका और जैसिका वीकेंड फैशंस पर 40% ऑफ सारी रेगुलर प्राइस्ड गोल्ड ज्वेलरी पर 60% ऑफ और आदमी और औरतों के फैशंस या फिर जूतों की $75 की खरीदारी करने पर एक सोया कैंडल मुफ्त ले जाएं। लिमिट वन पर कस्टमर वाइल क्वांटिटीज लास्ट इस मदर्स डे को अपनी माँ के लिए एक यादगार दिन बनाएं। सिर्फ सीएस पर
756-76 स्ट्रीट बर्नबी में स्थित दूध सुपर मार्केट जहाँ पर लगी है जबरदस्त सेल जिंजर लेस 69 सेंट्स पर पाउंड लेमन 5 for $1 अनियन 50 पाउंड्स का बैग 7.99 में व्हाइट शुगर 50 पाउंड्स का 7.99 में ऑलिव ऑयल 3 लीटर का 9.99 में पंजाबी बिस्किट 2.5 पाउंड्स का 5.99 में साथ ही साथ बटर चिकन तंदूरी चिकन चिकन विंग्स लैम्ब गोट और भी बहुत कुछ और हाँ किचन यूटेंसिल्स पे तो जबरदस्त सेल है ज्यादा जानकारी के लिए 604-540-6032 पर फोन करें सिद्धूस सुपरमार्केट
हर कोई अपनी और अपने परिवार की खुशहाली चाहता है अपनी जिंदगी में आप किस स्टेज पर हैं उसे ध्यान में रखकर आपको सही इन्वेस्टमेंट एडवाइस देती हैं 11 साल के तजुर्बे के साथ सर्टिफाइड फाइनेंशियल प्लानर सोनिका सगी चाहे आप रिटायरमेंट प्लान कर रहे हैं या आपकी जिंदगी में कोई और बदलाव आया है सोनिका सगी आपकी मदद के लिए हाजिर हैं।
बिजनेस ओनर्स डॉक्टर्स लॉयर्स टैक्स सेविंग इन्वेस्टमेंट्स और कई और टेक्निक्स के जरिए बहुत सारा पैसा बचा सकते हैं
सर्टिफाइड फाइनेंशियल प्लानर सोनिका सगी को 604-518-4180 पर अभी फोन कीजिए या फिर sonikasagi.com पर जाएं।
आज 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप गपशप का प्रोग्राम है सुनीता सितारा हमारे साथ हैं सुनीता वेलकम बैक टू द प्रोग्राम एंड वी हैव गॉट कॉलर्स ऑन द लाइन एंड
ओके
द टाइप ऑफ क्वेश्चंस दे कैन आस्क इज अबाउट द हाउस अबाउट देयर लव लाइफ अबाउट फैमिली बिकॉज समटाइम्स यू नो फैमिली दैट प्लेज अ ग्रेट रोल इन योर लाइफ यू नो इफ यू प्लेस थिंग्स इन द हाउस मेक्स लाइफ अ लिटिल यू नो बेयरेबल
Yeah, I think that any time that you feel like you are not having good health, it's always good to surround yourself with positive images.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a good idea. You know, when you look at a bowl of fruit or a picture of a bowl of fruit, doesn't that always make you feel good?
That's
and
right.
Surround yourself with good food, good fresh food. And I think when kids are having a tough time eating something, they are kind of following the example of the adults. So the best thing to do always with a child is put the food out in front of them and not really bug them about it.
Right. That's a good idea. We've got a caller on line 4. Go ahead, caller. How are you doing? Line 4, go ahead.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to ask a question about my son.
Sure.
He's 7 years old, going to be 8 very soon. And he's complaining of a tummy ache, like, since many, many years. I've done lots of tests. Nothing has really come out of the test. And, like, lately, last 2-3 days, it's been really bad. And I don't know, like, there's no really treatment for anything. So I was wondering if anybody, like, you can help me on that.
Well, I think that whenever a child is complaining of, you know, tummy aches and things like that, have you had him checked for, like, a gluten allergy, or have you talked with a counselor?
Well, the doctor has done tests and stuff, but they haven't come up to any conclusion yet.
Okay, so have you talked with the counselor?
No, not yet.
Okay, I would recommend that you talk with the counselor, but at the same time, check what his room looks like. Is it, is his room really messy?
It's not messy, but he does have, like, lots of toys in his room, and I did hear about something under the bed that you mentioned you should not have drawers under the bed, right?
Yes, yes.
And he does have a drawer under his bed.
Okay, so get all of that cleared out and just get him to keep only his most favorite toys in his bedroom. That might be helpful. But I think if he's complaining of a tummy ache and you can't find something medically wrong, then you need to figure out what's going on psychologically, and maybe it would be a good idea to find a good counselor.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. I think it's it is also very difficult for our parents, Indian parents, to become their kids' friends. Well,
yes,
they don't have to be friends, really, but they have to have an open relationship with their children. And
yes,
I think that is an area that that our parents sort of lack. Either they are very friendly with their kids, or they don't have, you know, they just ask their kids to just do their work. We'll worry about everything else. You just study, and that's it. So, you know, I sort of sometimes feel that that is a little difficult for them, isn't it?
Well, I think that, you know, you're trying to blend two different cultures together, and it's very hard because the Indian culture is different than the Canadian culture. I think it's always a good idea to talk to a counselor just so that you can have a better idea of what's happening psychologically.
Mm-hmm. Especially in their school, and and kids don't like telling their parents that, you know, somebody is bullying me in the school, because that makes them, you know, weaker, or they think that they're weak.
And, they don't, you know, a child wants to be able to take care of their own problems.
That's
so
right.
If a child is saying, "I have a tummy ache," there's a different reason behind that if you can't find something medically wrong.
Exactly.
You know? Yes.
Line 4, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I have to ask a question about the financial.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have a financial problem. It's just like we both work everything, and everything's well, but, you know, it's never enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think that's always a very good question when people say, there was this one client, and he was saying the same thing, and this may be true for you or may not be true. But he had like 1,000 CDs that were sitting in his garage, and he said, "I don't have enough money." So I thought, even if he's spending $10 per CD, that's $10,000 he spent on his CD. So are you being very good with your money, or are you spending a lot of money?
No, we're really good with money.
Okay, so that's very excellent. I love that. So then the next question that I would have to ask you is, do you keep your kitchen and your stove in good working order?
Yes, well, I do.
The stove is always clean?
Mm-hmm.
And you work, you use all 4 burners?
Mostly 2 or 3, but, like, depends.
Okay, so start using all 4 of them, and that would be really helpful. And like at the beginning of the show, I had said about 27 shiny new pennies and put them in a red pouch. When you're standing and looking at your front door, the far left corner of your house, I would like for you to put the pennies there and a mirror above the pennies. That way, in case you have a missing area, the mirror will take care of the missing area, since I can't see your house. But the 27 pennies will definitely bring money in, okay?
And, okay, the fork on left is our kitchen.
It's your kitchen? Okay, that's even better because your kitchen is also a financial hub of your home. So that's very important to keep the kitchen clean and make sure you put the 27 pennies. You can just put it in the cupboard in the far left corner, okay? Mm-hmm.
And the mirror would be where do you want
you
the mirror?
You can put the mirror inside the cupboard or above or below the cupboard, wherever, it doesn't matter.
But the mirror has to be at a certain place?
In that far left corner,
okay.
I think, of the house would be a very good idea.
The
so
far left hand corner.
There's a corner cupboard right in the far back far corner.
Right.
So I can put it in there, right?
Okay, so you can put the mirror inside the cupboard and it doesn't matter. As long as the mirror is there. And I put the mirror inside the cupboard and also put the pennies right there with the red pouch.
Okay.
Now, caller, go to Sunita's website, which is www.sunitasitara.com, right?
www.sunitasitara.com.
SITARA.com.
Okay.
Okay, and it'll give you a lot of hints as to what you need to do. And sometimes, you know, it's difficult to imagine when she is telling you,
mm-hmm.
but when you look at the frequently asked questions, there is a section there. Go in there, and she's got a Bhagwa map,
okay.
which explains to you what your house probably looks like, okay?
Yes, it does.
It'll explain everything to you, okay? Take care.
All right, thanks.
All right. Sunita, I just wanted a clarification from you.
Yes.
You're talking about the four burners in the kitchen.
Yes.
Give us the reason why you're talking about the four burners. Why should we use all four of them? I mean, there are people, like for example, myself, I'm alone at home, I've got a sister. Both of us just make tea and once in a while we cook.
Yes.
So we so we only use one burner.
I know, I've lived with you.
So yes. So yeah. We only use one burner. So, and that's for my tea. So do you think I'm doing something wrong?
Yes, there is something wrong with that. I thought that you used all four burners. It's very important. Okay, this is very
why?
Important.
Why? I need an answer to that question. Why?
Why? Why is it important? Okay.
Yes.
When you are feeding your family, you're cooking on your stove, right?
Yes.
So if all four burners are working,
mm-hmm.
that means you are going to be able to feed four times as many people as one person, right?
Oh, I see, yes. Okay.
So if you use just one burner all the time, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know, the best way to explain it is that if you keep using just one burner, the other three burners will get lazy, right? They're just sleeping there.
Mm.
So you don't want your money to sleep. You want your money to work for you.
I see.
So your stove works for you. Your stove, when you are cooking, that means you're showing the world, I can feed so many people. Not that you are feeding that many people, but it's the metaphor that I can feed twice as many people. And when you're working all the four burners, that means your money is not being lazy.
I see.
Because
now,
you're using all four burners.
One more question before we take a short commercial break and break for news. I know you've always talked about when you're in the house to attract money.
Yes.
Your bathroom door should be closed and the toilet seat should be down. Why does the toilet seat have to be down?
It's the toilet lid that has to be down. The reason for that is...
The lid on top of the seat, right, okay.
On top of the... Yeah, you put the seat down for the women in your life.
Right.
And then you put the lid down so that there are two very important reasons for that. One, when you're flushing the toilet, the bacteria actually comes back up in the air and you're breathing it.
Mm.
So it's very important to put the lid down and then flush, because when you're flushing, it's sucking away energy. It will also suck away your money.
Ah.
So that's the reason you want to minimize the sucking away, because you know how people always say flushing money down the drain?
Yes.
That's where that comes from. You want to put the lid down and then flush. That's very important. And keep the bathroom door closed, because the bathroom has three drains in it. It has the sink drain, the toilet drain, and the
bathtub
shower drain.
Shower drain, yes.
So those are three drains on your chi as well as your money. So you want to keep the bathroom door closed always.
Yes, Master. We'll take a short commercial break. And
okay.
Pay for the program, and we'll be right back with Sunita Sitara, the Feng Shui Master of RJ 1200.
सुनिए क्यों है टेलस का ऑप्टिक टीवी एंटरटेनमेंट का बादशाह।
इंडिया के टीवी प्रोग्राम, उनका तो कोई मुकाबला ही नहीं। बॉलीवुड, सास बहु के सीरियल, कौन बनेगा करोड़पति, क्रिकेट, भजन कीर्तन, कितना कुछ, बड़ा ही मिस करते हैं जी।
पेश है टेलस का ऑप्टिक टीवी, जो ले आया है साउथ एशिया के 19 बेहतरीन चैनल्स। सबसे ज्यादा साउथ एशियन चैनल्स वाला ऑप्टिक टीवी है आपके पूरे परिवार के मनोरंजन का बेस्ट तरीका। ऐड कीजिए टेलस का साउथ एशियन पैक, जो शुरू होते हैं सिर्फ $5 प्रति महीना से पहले 3 महीनों के लिए। और जानकारी के लिए जाएं desi.telus.com पर या फोन करें 310-6988 पर। कुछ शर्तें लागू हैं। टेलस, द फ्यूचर इज फ्रेंडली।
एक जमाना था जब हम सुंदर जादुई कारपेट्स की कहानियां सुना करते थे, और अब तो ये हकीकत है। जी नहीं, ये हवा में उड़ने वाले जादू की बात नहीं, ये तो सैमीज कारपेट्स एंड हार्डवुड फ्लोरिंग का जादू है, जो आपको आपके सपनों जैसा घर सजाने का मौका देते हैं। बेशुमार वैरायटी, एक्सपर्ट्स की सपोर्ट, बढ़िया क्वालिटी एंड ऑफ कोर्स बेस्ट प्राइसेस। इनकी किसी भी दोनों लोकेशंस पर आज ही आएं, 810 किंग्सवे वैंकूवर और 1303376 एवेन्यू सरी। कॉल सैमीज एट 604-879-5788 और 604-592-9788। जिंदगी में परेशानियां तो आती ही हैं, परेशानियों में साथ बहुत कम लोग ही देते हैं, लेकिन अब आपका साथ देंगे CGM लॉयर्स। इनकी एक्सपर्टीज का फायदा उठाएं, फैमिली लॉ, पर्सनल इंजरी, रियल एस्टेट, बिजनेस लॉ, सिविल लिटिगेशन। इनकी किसी भी लोकेशन पर जाइए, 6630 फ्रेजर स्ट्रीट वैंकूवर या 8532128 स्ट्रीट सरी। फोन कीजिए 6047388816 या 6045904950 पर। CGM लॉयर्स, नोटरीज पब्लिक, सॉलिसिटर्स एंड बैरिस्टर्स।
मदर्स डे खास दिन है और ये और भी खास हो जाएगा समोसा गार्डन के साथ। मदर्स डे स्पेशल बुफे सुबह 11:30 से रात के 9:30 तक सिर्फ 1995 प्लस GST प्लस ग्रेचुटी। एपेटाइजर्स में अमेरिकन भजिया, चिकन समोसा ग्रिल में, तंदूरी चिकन, रेशमी कबाब, बीफ रिब्स, मसाला फिश, करी में गोट करी, बटर चिकन पाया, वेजिटेबल्स में मशरूम करी, मिक्स वेजिटेबल करी, मसाला पोटेटोज, राइस, लैम्ब मखनी, प्लेन राइस, वेजिटेबल पिलाव, डेजर्ट में गुलाब जामुन और राइस पुडिंग, ड्रिंक्स में पॉप टी कॉफी। फोन 6044373502। मदर्स डे मनाएं समोसा गार्डन के साथ।
मम्मी मम्मी देखियो, मैं ग्रैंडमा वास्ते की लेके आई हूं।
ग्रैंडमा दा जन्मदिन थोड़ी है।
नहीं मामा, ओ दा मदर्स डे वास्ते है।
ओ मदर्स डे वास्ते की लेके आई है?
लिटिल इंडिया तो पूजा दा सामान।
तू इतनी सियाणी कदों तो होगी?
मदर्स डे होवे जा कोई भी दिन, लिटिल इंडिया 604-597-0505।
ये है RJ1200 न्यूज अपडेट।
Good afternoon, I'm Mindy Singh. Canada's employment figures continue to defy predictions, dipping in April to the lowest level since the start of the recent recession, despite analysts' suggestions of more modest performance. The national unemployment rate dropped to 7.6% from 7.7% in March, fueled by the creation of 58,000 jobs, most of them part-time service sector positions in Ontario. Economists had forecast only about 20,000 new jobs across the country in April. The jobless rate in BC followed the national trend, dropping to 7.9% from 8.1% the month earlier. U.S. President Barack Obama is meeting with members of a highly specialized army unit that ferried a team of Navy SEALs to Osama bin Laden's hideout. He's traveled to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, to privately thank soldiers who took part in the daring military operation that ended with a 9/11 mastermind being killed. Obama will also take part in a public ceremony to thank soldiers who have recently returned home from Afghanistan. On the markets, the S&P TSX Composite Index is up 111 points to 13,566. The Dow is up 54 points to 12,638. The Nasdaq is up 12 points to 2,827. And our Canadian dollar closed at 103.41 cents US. It's up 0.13 of a cent. And in sports, the Vancouver Canucks are on the verge of closing out the Nashville Predators. Ryan Kessler's power play goal in the third period led Vancouver to a 4-2 win over Nashville last night and a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference semifinal series. Game 5 is tomorrow at Rogers Arena with an early start time at 5 p.m. That's your news update on RJ 1200.
आपके गार्डन में देखिए आई है बहार। चारों तरफ रंग बिरंगे फूल सजे हैं, लेकिन ये क्या, ऊबड़ खाबड़ घास और फालतू के ये छोटे छोटे पौधे सारी खूबसूरती का मजा खराब करते हैं। फिक्र मत कीजिए, क्योंकि रामपाल और जगपाल इस खूबसूरती को बरकरार रखेंगे और इसके साथ साथ लैंडस्केपिंग, गार्डन मेंटेनेंस, वीडिंग, यार्ड क्लीनअप, बदसूरत दिखने वाले घास को एकदम साफ करके सेट कर देते हैं। नया लगवाने की कोई जरूरत नहीं। हेज और ट्रीज को ट्रिम करके रिमूव करते हैं बड़े ही वाजिब दाम में। आज ही कॉल करें रामपाल को 604-767-5983 पर। आपके गार्डन की खूबसूरती बढ़ानी है तो याद रखें ऑल ओवर लैंडस्केपिंग एंड गार्डन सर्विसेज लिमिटेड।
आज 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप। गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। सुनीता सितारा इज विद अस एंड सुनीताज वेबसाइट एड्रेस इज www.sunita.com एंड एट दिस वेबसाइट आप देख सकते हैं कि अगर आपने अपने घर में यू नो देयर सम पीपल हु वुड लाइक टू ब्रिंग, they are single people and they'd like to bring a companion into their life, a partner, life partner into their life, how can that be made possible or made it easier? Or kuch log, you know, Sunita, I've also felt ke there are some people who are very shy in asking this question because it's on air and a lot of other people are listening. But if families are having, or husband and wife are having a problem, what is the telltale sign of that?
Oh, that's a very good question. When you have in your bedroom, if you don't have two equal size bedside tables and you have stuff that's stuffed under your bedroom, you have exercise equipment or you have a television or mm-hmm. you have a computer, you have just one lamp on one side, that's just all, and it's just indicating imbalance to me. When I go and see a client's home, and I see, even if you have two bedside tables, but a person has one lamp,
yes.
the person who has the lamp
yeah.
has the power in that relationship.
Ah.
So there are always telltale signs. We do things very interestingly. You know, that's why I've always been very interested in psychology. We will, our home is reflected. You know, our personality is reflected in our home.
Mm.
So when you look at somebody's bedroom, and there's only one bedside table,
hmm.
that means that person is not interested in a relationship.
Right. Subconsciously.
As a partner.
Right.
You know, so many women, and this is true for men too, like bachelors
mm-hmm.
will have just one bedside table on their side, one lamp. Well, that is just like resonating in the universe that you don't want a partner.
Hmm.
So those are all telltale signs. And if you have just a lot of junk in your bedroom, that is the one room that needs to be serene, because this is where your body rejuvenates itself.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. All day long, you're giving your energy to the world out there. When you come home, your home needs to be as calm and peaceful and serene, and your bedroom has to be the best room. Nothing else should happen in your bedroom except for intimate relationships and sleeping. Those are the only two things you should have going on in your bedroom.
I've got a caller on line four. Line four, go ahead.
Hi there. I wanted to ask, there is a tree growing in front of my main door, and the main door is exactly as per the Bhagwa map. It's like in the middle of the house.
Okay.
Is it good or bad?
Do you like the tree? Let me ask you that first.
Initially, it didn't bother me, but somehow, like now, I don't really enjoy. But it's like it's a very beautiful maple tree, not very tall at the moment. But I'm planning to move it if it is really not a good thing for the house.
This is the way I always tell my clients: if you are feeling uncomfortable, there is something about it that's not quite right. I have, you know, I had a tree by my front door in my house in another town, and I loved the tree. So it was just something I couldn't get rid of it. So you have to ask yourself, just go out there, take a good look at the tree. If it's not bad as far as feng shui is concerned, but it could obstruct the qi that's coming into your house. And I think you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable. So I would pay attention to my feeling and go outside. Stand out there, take a look at how that tree makes you feel, and then make the decision. If you love the tree, leave it where it is. If you're feeling a little uncomfortable, then go ahead and move it.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense, caller?
Yes, it makes sense. I had one more question to ask, if you allow me.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
What does island mean in the kitchen? Do I have to count it as a countertop, or I can still afford to keep few things like
on the counter? That was a very good question. I'm glad you asked.
That's a very good question. Island, your stove is not on the island, is it?
No.
Okay. The island is okay. You can have, you know, my island always gets messy. I mean, I know I talk about not having clutter, and that's the one place I always, when I come home, I throw my keys on there, I throw my handbag on there. But before I go to sleep, I just make sure that everything is put away. I usually have a bowl of fruit or flowers, fresh cut flowers that I cut from my garden. That's what I usually put on my island. So as long as it's not overly cluttered, you're okay.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Sunita.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Sushma ji.
Thank you, ji. Take care. Bye-bye. Now, that's almost all the questions that we could have taken in the program, so we're not taking any more telephone calls.
Okay.
But if Sunita is of any assistance to you, go visit her website. You will get a lot of questions answered. There are some questions, you know, that people have asked, and you've put them on your website, haven't you?
Yes, yeah, I will be expanding the frequently asked questions, because I noticed today we had, isn't it always interesting that we had a lot of questions about little boys today?
Yes.
So that's
that right.
Was very interesting. So, yes, I am going to be, I'm constantly updating my website. And so if there's something that you don't find on the website, please feel free to send me an email. And I think listeners know that I answer within the day.
That's true. I have noticed that you're very prompt in answering all the questions.
Yes.
That's because you're a good taskmaster. Now,
that's because I learned that from our mother, sister.
That's right. She was like that. Now, what about a couple of other questions that probably, like the Bhagwa map? So if people have houses that are not square like the Bhagwa map, what should they be doing? Can they ask you questions about that as well?
Yes, because then we end up having a missing area because, either the sun deck juts out or the garage juts out. So those areas become missing, and the best thing to do for that is you bury a crystal, you square it off, and you have to square it off because, you know, our house in Vancouver, we had to square it off to make sure that it was, because there was a missing area.
Right.
For my daughter's house, you know, for Reina's house, she has a missing area also. So I buried the crystal. And those are the things when people can always take a photograph of their house and email that to me. And I would be able to look at it better. But yeah, you end up having missing areas.
So when you come in the summertime, if people wanted to meet with you or get a consultation done, is that possible?
Yes, I am going to be driving, so I'll have plenty of time, and I've made sure that I'll have at least 10 days to 2 weeks in Vancouver.
Perfect.
And I also hear that my sister is a very good cook.
Oh, yeah, is she? Which one?
Yeah. Both of them. Don't get me in trouble.